It's okay to touch it. He grabs my wrist and guides my fingers toward his penis. I make contact with the smoldering flesh. A shiver races down my spine while my fingers close around the tube. I've never felt anything like this before. It's soft, but there's a sort of dense, fleshy power. I can only imagine what it must feel like when it's fully hard. I bet it's thick and strong, just like his biceps. You've never felt another man's cock before, have you? He whispers.
No.
I squeeze his dick, marveling at the softness of the skin. I could tell when we first met. I might have been close to passing out, but I could still see what you are. You've got a specific look that I've come to recognize in certain fans. What do you mean? You're a queer, Chase. You want to touch cock?
No!
I pull my hand off his dick. Stay quiet or someone might see. Just keep touching it. His smirk turns lopsided and frightening, but I begin fondling his dick again. I don't understand why I'm obeying him. I don't understand why it's making my penis feel so good. When you've spent as much time in the limelight as I have, you start to attract a certain type of attention. He lowers his voice. Early in my career, I used to be approached by guys. They'd offer me money. They'd offer to do me favors. I didn't understand it at first, but eventually an older tennis player taught me what it means. What does it mean? These guys are homos. Doing stuff for powerful straight men is programmed into their DNA. They actually need it. When they see an alpha male, they feel compelled to give up their resources. It's just a part of who they are. Alpha males? That's right, Chase. You're feeling it right now, aren't you? A sort of magnetism, a sort of invisible energy. You want to keep touching my penis. You need to keep touching my penis. Yes, my eyes glaze over. Once I learned about queers, I started using them. I let them give me their money. I let them give me massages after tennis matches. Even my coach understands the dynamic. He says it's the natural male hierarchy. It's healthy for straight men to use queers. I'm queer? That's right, Chase. Stare at my penis and repeat after me. I'm a queer. I'm a queer. I force the words out while my stomach does a backflip. Good. Good. Say it again. I'm a queer. Again. Say it with conviction. I'm a queer, sir! A jolt of adrenaline enters my bloodstream. It feels surreal to utter those words. It feels dirty and shameful, but it also feels right. I can't stop looking at his penis. My gaze is transfixed. My tiny dick is twitching with excitement. I want to respect this man. I want to show how much I admire him. Because I'm a queer. My brain is short-circuiting. Every neuron is firing. I'm melting down. I'm losing my sense of self. Look, it's getting big for you. Rex looks down at his cock. He's right. I can feel it plumping up in my hand. It grows full and puffy like a water balloon. Then it solidifies into a solid pipe. Stretching up to his abs, it's a frightening sight. It looks more like a third forearm than a cock. A thick tube bulges from the underside, stretching from the base up to the pink tip. As I gaze at the network of purple capillaries along the shaft, I can't help but wonder how many pussies this dick has been inside. This is a champion's cock. This is a millionaire's cock. This is a real man's cock. My tiny dick just quivers in time with my pulse. My penis admires his cock. Imagine wrapping your lips around my cockhead. Imagine feeling my warmth against your tongue, Rex whispers. Can I try it? My voice is scarcely audible over the music. Only if you prove yourself. Get on the ground.
What?
Get on the fucking ground! A look of annoyance flashes across his face. Don't question me, just obey. Yes, sir.